This is the Hook Show for January 10th, 2006.
The Hook Show!
The Hook Show. Arrgh. I'm a pirate. Yarg.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Remember, you can check us out over at hookshow.blogspot.com, and you can subscribe over there. Okay, an update from the last time that I podcasted. That would be for the bachelor party for my brother. I haven't really got any feedback from that, other than the other brother that's planning it with me. It sounds like he's wanting to go out, so we're probably going to plan that for probably Friday or Saturday, and I'll probably record a little something with that. So that might be fun for the next time I podcast next weekend. So something to look forward to, a little bachelor party for my younger brother before he gets married in, I think it's another 2 weeks or something like that. To our main topic here, New Year's resolutions. I know everyone has had their own little resolutions that they made with this new year that's coming up. Over on Wikipedia, the definition, a New Year's resolution is a commitment that an individual makes to a project or a habit, often a lifestyle change that is generally interpreted as advantageous. The name comes from the fact that the commitments normally go into effect New Year's Day and remain until the set goal has been achieved. Although many resolutions go unachieved and are often broken fairly shortly after they're set. Ooh, that's pretty terrible. With that, I have heard the history behind making New Year's resolutions. It's back with the time of Caesar, I think in Babylon. There's the whole name of January is from this. It's from Janus. I couldn't find a reference on this, so I'm kind of paraphrasing this from memory. Apparently there is a statue that is facing, I think, north and south. Basically, they're facing in opposite directions. One is to be looking towards the past, or the other is looking towards the future. And the coming together of both of them is the ceremony that's on New Year's Eve, and the giving of gifts at that time, which now, modern day, we actually do more of the gift-giving towards the 25th of December with Christmas. Having more with that. Okay. I came across this. The 10 most common New Year's resolutions. I know most of you guys probably have at least one of these that you're thinking about, because they're the most common. Number one is to lose weight. Yeah, everyone wants to lose a couple of excess pounds during the resolution. I do have some links for later on to help you out with some of these different resolutions. Number two, to stop smoking. I know that's a really bad habit. I'm trying to cut back a little bit myself. Number three, stick to a budget. I know everyone. That comes to number four here. Save or earn more money. You know, everyone wants to try to save a little bit more, you know, towards retirement, Social Security going to crap right now, so on and so forth. Number five, find a better job. Yes, I know I probably need to do a little better in that area. But first, I want to learn the technology a little bit more with podcasting and just get into the fold a little bit before I start doing that a little more aggressively. Number six, become more organized. I just moved into a new condo, so I do need to get a lot more organized. Anyone that's come around here has known that we need to get a little more organized. Number seven, very similar to number one, which is to exercise more, you know, go out, do some walking, do some jogging, something like that. Okay. Number eight, be more patient at work or with others. I know my wife thinks I need to work on that. I'll do what I can for that. Number nine, eat better. You know, eat a lot healthier. Try to, you know, not have so many excess calories and eat more fruits and vegetables. That's always good. And number 10, to become a better person. Not exactly sure what the context that they're trying to go with that, but that's what I have, the top 10 New Year's resolutions. But with that, when somebody was telling me about that, they're also bringing up a very good point of, are we more of goal-oriented people or growth-oriented people? With that point, it's more of, you know, when you go and set a goal, you're setting a goal and you're like, oh yay, I achieved this goal, and then you celebrate, and then what, that's it? Or you can think of it as more of a growth opportunity. Whereas you go and achieve that task and you're like, good, that's one more thing in my growth, but I do need to keep going on it, keep heading forward, you know? Like, you know, if you stop smoking, okay, what's the next thing? Okay, we gotta start exercising a little bit more. We gotta start getting healthy in another aspect of our life, you know? Cut back on the drinking if that's one of your things, you know? Stuff like that. With that, I have found some fun tech goodies, as always, from the last couple of podcasts I've done. Found some good tech goodies to relate to it. Over at, where was this? Oh, Uber Review. Yeah, over at Uber Review, they have the top 10 New Year's resolutions and the gadgets to help you keep them. Yes, very similar to what I was just talking about. And they have some really interesting ways of, interesting gadgets associated with trying to get into shape is what the first little part about it is. Very creative ways of getting into that. For example, the couch bike. So if you're going to be just hanging out on the couch, might as well do some exercise too by making it into a bike. The next thing they have on here is for quit smoking, one thing. I find that's really kind of interesting, the locking cigarette case. It's a little spendy for it, but if that's what gets you to quit it, then there, that's what you do. Spend more time with friends and family. This is slightly different from what I found for the top 10. In there talking about getting together with family and playing some different games with that. Quit drinking, very similar to the locking cigarette case, they have a locking stop. So, and get out of debt, they have a very creative way of doing that. It's to use VoIP phones instead of a regular phone, because, you know, that'll save you some more money. Along with saving money by creating crayons in a crayon maker. If you have kids these days, you know, they have a tendency of breaking things. So with this Crayola crayon maker, you can actually recycle some of the old crayons into new ones. I have one to help others, where you actually have a keychain thing that can help somebody breathe in a time of emergency, which is real good to have. Lose weight, they have a strobe jacket so you can actually become visible when you're outside. Oh, and this last one right here. A way of saving money and probably doing better for the environment is to actually turn any window into a solar panel. I find that a really creative way of saving money. With the whole aspect of trying to create resolutions for yourself, over at Chat Elaine, I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly, but they actually have some worksheets through a PDF files where it might help you to work through a problem area that you have in fitness, nutrition, relationships, work, or in money. You might want to take a look at that if that will help to motivate you towards your goal or growth. The last other couple of tech goodies right here, I've heard about this a couple of times, to keep people motivated. There's this one guy that has this book for getting things done. It's with 43 folders. I've heard about this a couple of times. I don't exactly understand that. So I also came across this other one. It's the Getting Things Done Procrastinators version. And they actually have more of a visual as to what the whole getting things done mentality is all about. So I've looked at that a couple of times. Might want to try to put that into effect to try to motivate me. Also in tech, you know, there's several different podcasts that are out there. If you like to actually listen to podcasts to try to get you a little motivated, I heard a really good career opportunities podcast just today, the High Tech Career Handbook, on getting a plan. He was talking about the beginning of a new year is always a time for retrospection, thinking back and looking towards the future, very similar to what I was trying to say. So this is another point of view on trying to get a plan for your New Year's. And I've heard about this other one. A few people have made references to this, how you can actually try to lose weight in this New Year's season. There's a guy that's doing Burning 20, where he's trying to burn 20 pounds in 20 weeks. And he's trying to create a bit of a community around that. So that might be a good motivation for you if that's what your resolution is for this year. So that's what I got for you. Don't forget to check out the website, hookshow.blogspot.com. And if you have any comments about this, make sure you email me, hookshow+dan@gmail.com. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Madame. You want to wake up the whole planet?
I do.